A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme, we have Don Mullen telling us about the Laudato Tree Project. We have Dennis Kelleher telling us about the Pope's latest document, Fratelli Tutti. And we have Donal Dore telling us about his creed for today. First up, Declan Crowley, volunteer with Trócra, and Killorglan man. Thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Thanks, Mary, for having me.
Declan, Trócra during COVID, not easy. What should we be aware of?
Yes, Mary. Primarily, it's just where your listeners can locate their Trócra box. If I could encourage as many of your listeners as possible this morning, at some point in the week ahead, to search out a Trócra Linton box. They are available in all our parish churches.
They could always get someone to run into the back of the church and pick up a box for them if they wanted.
They can indeed. And similarly, you can go online to get your Trócra Linton box, trócra.org.
People have surprised all of us during the mission. The vast majority of people seem to be well able to use the computer these days.
Excellent. Well, that is encouraging. In that event, they can also do online donations. So we're off to a flying start, Mary.
What about the actual campaign this year? What is the focus for Trócra?
This year, as in 47 years gone, Trócra's campaign, it is provocative, maybe. It causes us to pause. It is built around the lives of two mothers in a country called South Sudan. It is one of the world's newest countries, founded in 2011 after many, many years of violence. And sad to say, 2 years after independence, the country erupted in civil war. So Trócra's Linton campaign focuses on the lives of two mothers at this point after decades of mayhem in their lives and in their communities, Ewoot and Ajak. Bear in mind a few details about South Sudan. It's a country of 11 million people, and over 75% of the nation suffer food deprivation. Over 48% of the population suffer from post-traumatic stress. School going. The children of the country get to school for 5 years only, and life expectancy is 57 years. It is mind-blowing the obstacles that these two women faced in their lives, and this is all before we consider issues around climate change and climate justice. They live in a country where alternately the country can bake and it can be washed away in biblical type flooding, really. They live under tremendously challenging circumstances.
Tell us a little bit about these two women.
Their husbands are both dead on account of the violence. Ewoot, if I could dwell on that lady briefly. She had to leave her community on account of violence and endure several days of travelling with her young children in an effort to find aid. She arrived in a community by the name of Malek, itself having endured many years of violence. The community of Malek saw that this woman needed help, and what little they had, they shared with her. Shortly after, the second woman by the name of Ajak, following a similar story of flight, Ajak arrived with her young children, and the first person that she met was Ewoot. Finding that this was her opportunity to return the kindness, the solidarity and the hope that her new neighbours had offered her, she returned the same qualities to Ajak. Now the two ladies lived together with love and kindness, looking after their young families in a community that have adopted them.
It's a remarkable tale.
Trokara is trying to tell us this, Lint, of the way that love, friendship and solidarity can overcome so many challenges in lives.
And Trokara are inviting us to offer the help and to support them in doing this.
Yes, a cause well worth supporting.
Declan Crowley, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary.
Tony Alonso, waiting at your door.
I am standing waiting, waiting at your door. One of hunger's children from a billion poor. Though you cannot see,
Thompson, I haven't been chatting to you on Horizons in a while, and I know you've been extremely busy with lots of projects, but is there one thing, Sylvia, that you'd like to tell people about that you've been involved in?
Yes, Mary, I was invited to write Stations of Creation for the parish of St. John's here in Tralee, and they are now in the Lenten booklet. I think they are quite a moving way to mark Lent.
And these stations that are in the St. John's Lenten booklet, they're physical, they're around the town, are they?
They are. You start at the Window of Reconciliation, that wonderful new Window of Reconciliation that features the prodigal son. And there you light a candle and you make sure that you have your booklet and your hat and coat, and off you go.
So you start in the church.
Start in the church by lighting the candle. And we also remind you there to take two people with you in your heart. We invite you to take a Wood and a Jack, who are featured on our Trokara box this year, the people of South Sudan who are suffering so much. So bring them with you in your heart as you travel the stations.
Where do you go next, Sylvia?
So then you go to the rowan tree that was planted for the season of creation at the back of St. John's. And that is even smaller than it was when we planted it, because sadly it was broken. The main part of the tree was broken. And so the wording of that first station is very significant. A branch broken just for fun. A plant stood on as we hurry along or take a selfie. A bird sings and we never even listen. Thank you, Jesus, for trees, plants and birds too. open our eyes to find you in all things.
Where to from there, Sylvia?
Then it brings you to that big, huge oak tree at the entrance to the park coming from Denny Street. And there's another little reflection. It just says, as we encounter this magnificent tree, feel its bark. Put your ear close to listen to the sap rising within. We recall that your cross was made from the wood of a tree. Many trees are cut down in the Amazon and other tropical forests because they are in our way. We are sorry for the destruction of our rainforests. Just think, one tree supplies enough oxygen for more than four people.
Okay, Sylvia, then you move on.
It brings you now across the road into the Patrick Pierce Park. And there we invite you to sit on a bench. Any bench will do, preferably one that doesn't have people already on it. Remember, you're observing social distance at all times. And there we're bringing in some of the factors to do with people. So as we sit on the bench, for example, we might find that there's a drinks can underneath it. And that makes us think about people who maybe have an addiction to alcohol or drugs or whatever it is. Think about them and pray for them, because this is a burden, because this is the station where Jesus falls crushed by the burden. And we're thinking of the burdens that people carry in our world.
Sylvia, are the messages in each spot, or do you have to use the book the whole time?
The messages are in the book.
Where to from there, Sylvia?
So then you stay within the Patrick Pierce Park and you go to the other end, where you encounter the most wonderful garden of meditation created by the Baha'i community of Tralee. And there you're looking at when Mary meets his mother. The walk continues. It brings you across the road to the beautiful sculpture of Forging the Dance. And we think of the legendary dance teacher and dancer himself, Jerry Molyneux, because here you're outside Shiam Satira. And we think about people who do heavy work in our world and are very often exploited, even children. And then we go up to the doors that are shuttered, the doors of Shiam Satira, as Veronica wipes the face of Jesus and is left with that beautiful image on her towel or cloth. Shiamsa will welcome you back with open arms when they reopen.
Sylvia, this is absolutely beautiful. Where do you go from there?
Well, as you know, Shiamsa is a round building fashioned on Steig Fort in South Kerry. And it brings you round the front of the building, through that car park and into the biodiversity area to the right of Shiamsa. We ask you to look up and see the birdhouse. And then you climb up the steps and you're back in the park. Then you are taken off to the community garden, because we're thinking of Jesus being pressed into the ground. In the community garden, we think about all those volunteers who press seeds into the ground.
You're at about station 7 there. We won't do them all, but continue with the overview, Sylvia. Where do you go next?
To the Rose of Tralee statue. And we're thinking about when Jesus met the women. And then we go to a fallen tree. Because when we're thinking about nature, we're thinking about all the different habitats that are so important. And even a tree is a habitat. Even though it's dead, it has now become a home for many creatures, little plants or fungi. And then it brings you back to the sensory garden and into the horns of Clonmacnoise, a beautiful sculpture. You know, they were found in a bog. They're now up in the National Gallery, so what you see in the sensory garden are a copy. Go and blow up through the horns, because you can do a big ooh and you hear all sorts of echoes.
This is absolutely beautiful. Where can they get the books now during this lockdown time?
As we know, all churches are still open for private visits and private prayer, and St. John's is no exception. So when you go into the church, having sanitized your hands and with your mask on, you'll find a box at the back of the church with the books in abundance.
All of the script, and you've only given me snippets out of it, that's in the book. And you also have little signs at each station, is that right?
Yes, looks like a little fish, but it's the ancient sign that was the hidden sign of Christians in the catacombs, the ichthus. So we went round each of the stations and we put them into the ground with a little stick. Now, will they be there when the people arrive? Who knows?
They're quite small. Sylvia, it sounds like a lovely activity to do in your bubble with your family, because it's fun as well as everything else. I know you don't think of the stations being fun, but the fact that it's outdoors, fresh air, and you're looking at interesting things.
Very often, for example, in my local Ballyseedy woods, there are little stones that children have painted with lovely little words, and the children run ahead to find the stones. So in this case, the children can look ahead, can run ahead to try to find the little fish. Now, it may not be there.
That'll add to the fun, Sylvia. They're in the Lenten St. John's booklet. Where does it finish up?
Back at the rowan tree. At the beginning of each one, it says, I give thanks to God for creation and for the wonder of my being.
Sylvia Thompson, I give thanks to God for the wonder of your being, that you've put so much work into those stations, and what a beautiful spiritual activity for anybody to take part in now during Lent.
You're very welcome. Pick a dry day if possible, bring your raincoat, and you're going to be outside for a while enjoying creation.
Lovely little town pilgrimage for Lent. Sylvia Thompson, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary.
After the break, I talked to Don Mullen about the African Laudato Tree Project.